Whenever you hear the song Waka Africa by Manu Dibango, then it's time for African Perspectives. Welcome to African Perspectives, a show dedicated to the music of and issues about the African continent and Africans in Georgia and the entire Southeast. I'm your host, Akinloye Ojo, welcoming you to the show. As they say in Bemba, all over Zambia and Congo, Ngeleni, welcome to African Perspectives, our precious time to add value to the idea of the mother continent through words and music. It's a wonderful delight to be with you again for a weekly gathering and celebration of Africans and the African continent. It's our fourth show in the month of August, and we are right in the middle of back-to-school season. We sincerely hope that we're all enjoying the summer season with all the outdoor activities available in our area. We also hope that you enjoyed our conversation last week with Benedito Katumbela from Angola and Tiragalo Josephine Masibi from Botswana. They were our sixth set of guests from the 2019 UGA Mandela Washington Fellowship Civic Engagement Institute, which ended late July. It was a great opportunity for all of us to meet the two fellows and to get to know a little bit about their two African nations. Today, we round up our mission of having you meet most of the Mandela Fellows as we bring you two more fellows from Zambia and Guinea. For now, let us begin the show today with a short cut from one of our favorite tunes, Kulala, the music of South Africa's Aura Nsemang, to open up our final show in the month of August. Enjoy. Welcome back to African Perspectives, coming to you from Athens Classic Station, WUGA. We continue to move along with the warm weather in Athens, Georgia. For many of our listeners associated with the school system, it is already back to school. And so once again, we wish the students, staff, and everyone in the school system a happy and productive school year. We especially send our regards to the UGA faculty, staff, and students as they begin their second week of classes. For us on African Perspectives, we're still spending the season to welcome, or should I say, to remember the fellows that participated in the 2019 UGA Mandela Washington Fellowship Civic Engagement Institute. The recently concluded institute was a collaboration between the J.W. Fanny Institute for Leadership Development, the African Studies Institute, and the UGA Office of Global Engagement. The institute, which ended on July 28, featured 25 young African civic engagement leaders from 20 different African countries. The fellows represented the diversity of Africa, as they were selected from a pool of more than 38,000 applicants. These were leaders in agriculture, business, civil society, education, public service, and many other fields. On our part, we've been featuring two fellows per week for the last 6 weeks. And so we hope that those conversations have given you a chance to meet, at least get to know these fellows. In case you missed them while they were here, this is your chance. For now, here is Mali's Adama Jalumba with Miriyoro from the 2001 Putumayo World Music Collection African Odyssey. Enjoy.
Iko amadele kase ya dunyana
Oh mire ora janyara
mire bara janya
Na bobeke amanyumake yena sadoche apulu la febe bana
oye mire yara janyo
rahamani wadodo jabaru masa nie na follow down ma bideli ikada pani hakli nyumanye ikada pani hiabu nyumanye ikada pani sutwa nyumambae
moko minu umbe hine Fantanga olude
fendiye
ni behine falatola kede
fendiye
moko minu behine yatime uladume
fendiye
ni behine banabatola kede
fendiye
rahamani wadodo jabaru masa Niye na follow down ma
Mideli ikada pani hakli nyumanye Ikada pani hiabu nyumanye Ikada pani sutwa nyumambae
The music of Mali's Adama Yalumba today on African Perspectives. As we noted, the Mandela Fellows, who are aged between 25 and 35, have established records of accomplishment in promoting innovation and positive impact in their organizations, their institutions, their communities, and in their countries. And we are lucky to have another set of fellows as guests with us today on the show. Our guests are two members of the 2019 cohort. And we'll begin in Guinea, a West African country bordered on the west by the Atlantic Ocean and known for the Mount Limba Strict Nature Reserve. We will then move southward to Copper Region in Zambia, the landlocked Southern African country of rugged terrain and diverse wildlife, and of course, the home of the famous Zambezi River. We'll be meeting and conversing with our first guest, then we'll take a quick music break, and then we'll come back and meet with our second guest. So, dear listeners, I would like to invite you to join me in welcoming our first guest from Guinea, Musa Soumaro, a member of the 2019 cohort of the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders to the United States. Welcome to the show, Musa.
Thank you, Mr. Ojo.
Musa Soumaro and his work is all about civil society sector. This began in 2015. A year out of college, he served as an intern at a local NGO, Realas, that intervenes in the strengthening of civil society associations in order to enable them meet their rural development goal for the country. There, he gained experiences that have permitted him to play a major and active role in the implementation of many projects in the educational, rural development, environmental, and women's empowerment sectors. He has successfully been in charge of the coordination, the planning, the monitoring, animation, and training. Actually, his work for the NGO, Let's Protect the Human Rights, as a project manager, which began in June 2018, has seen him perform tasks that consist of planning and controlling the implementation of all projects managed by the organization. Again, Mr. Soumaro, we have a tradition here on our show. I've just introduced you, but I know there might be other things you'd like to tell our listeners about yourself. Would you be willing to do an additional introduction?
In addition, I want to say I was born in 1990 in the southern part of Guinea, Zerokore. After completed my high school, I come in the capital city, Conakry, when I study sociology, especially community development at the University of General Lansana Kwanta Osanfonia, where I have been graduated in 2015.
Okay.
Actually, as Dr. Ojo said, I am project manager of NGO that we call Let Protect the Human Rights.
Okay.
Since June 2018.
All right.
And I work on the project that we call Let's Sit and Discuss Our Issue.
Okay.
That aims to prevent and resolve the conflict in the small community.
Okay.
In the capital city.
All right.
And right now we are working with 16 communities.
Okay.
We help them to organize themselves and take the ownership of their to build the peace in the neighborhood.
Okay. So you work in the area of conflict resolution.
Conflict resolution.
And working with 16 communities, that is a lot. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about your work in terms of civic engagement?
As I said, out of university, I started my civil engagement work in 2015.
Okay.
At the NGO that we call Relay, I started as a as intern.
All right.
I served from 2015 to 2017. I left to go in Liberia to learn English for five six months.
Okay.
There, we help the young people out from the university to set their own association.
All
because in the country, the rate of unemployment of youth are very, very high.
Okay.
And out of university, it is very difficult for these young people to get a job in the country.
Okay.
And the first step they take is to set up their own association.
All
because they have the will to serve the country, to give back to their
the
community that have mm-hmm. so invested in their education.
All right.
The thing we do for them mm-hmm. is to help them to lead the process,
okay.
the administrative pressure process to all get right. the people that can allow them mm-hmm. to serve in the country.
All right.
And we train them again how to write a project,
okay.
and how to orient them mm-hmm. toward the financial okay. partners and how to manage administratively
right.
this organization.
Mm.
And when I was in this NGO, we have in our platform okay. we have 200 more than 300 associations, young associations
wow.
that we train every month. We mm-hmm. organize mm-hmm. two sessions of training for these people. Access to many model.
All right.
After this, again, we try for the new organization to organize an event.
Okay.
That would be like a meeting between the whole association that okay. have many years of experience
right.
to come mm-hmm. During this event to share their experience with okay. the new association
okay.
to avoid them to collapse after okay. 1 or 2 years of their creation.
So yes. you were more than just an intern. The way you described it, it's just like I was just an
intern. I think I was lucky.
Yeah.
Because the association, the NGO Relay,
all right.
if you are talented, you have
they'll give you a chance all right.
to serve in the NGO. After okay. after to be an internship, okay. I was as an animator of the platform.
Okay.
After this, I was the responsible of the platform that okay. allowed me to accomplish or achieve all right. these activities for the younger association.
Okay.
And I serve again right now. I'm serving mm-hmm. As volunteer in some local NGO that we call Creativity in Development.
Okay.
As project manager again.
All right.
The goal of this association is mm-hmm. to help the community affected okay. by the mining exploitation.
That's right.
Because in Guinea,
right.
We are the second producer of the bauxite.
Okay.
Bauxite. Right. After Australia, right. Guinea is the second exporter of the
bauxite. Okay.
And in some cities like Bokeh, right now we have more than 10 companies from okay. China,
from different countries
that's exploited this mine.
Okay.
And that affected a lot of the resources of the community, the local communities.
Okay.
We help this community to advocate for mm-hmm. their rights.
All right.
And we help them again
mm-hmm.
how to work to restore
okay.
Their livelihood.
Okay.
It can be the agriculture sector because of the mining activities
okay.
affect a lot of okay. these
all right.
this
all right.
this activity.
Okay.
I'm serving at this NGO as a volunteer.
Okay. So because the way you're presenting it, and I know this is the work you do, so you don't really think it's a lot. And I just can't help but say to our listeners, as a young leader, you're not only impacting the youth, but you're also helping in ensuring that people's livelihood does not become eradicated because of mines.
Because of
the activity of mining.
Of mine.
Yeah. So you're definitely in multiple sectors.
Well, yes.
Yeah. But I would like to ask you, given the work that you do and the fact that hardly do we ever talk about Guinea.
Oh
yeah, I would like you to say a little bit.
Guinea is a small country,
right.
Situated in West Africa.
That's true.
About 11 millions of people.
All right.
And it is 245,000 kilometer miles.
Okay.
And surrounded by the country like Liberia.
Okay.
That is the first, the only
right.
American settlement in Africa.
Right.
Sierra Leone, mm-hmm. Mali, Senegal, mm-hmm. okay. Senegal.
All right.
Guinea is known as the first country, French-speaking country in Africa,
all
to
right.
say no
okay.
to General de Gaulle in mm-hmm. 1958.
All right.
Upon the proposition made mm-hmm. by the French. To mm-hmm. the French speaking,
right.
The ancient French colony to
right.
be member of the
to be member
of the coalition French
right.
African mm-hmm. community.
Right.
Under the leadership of the first president Sékou Touré, Guinea
right.
was the first country in September 1958 to say no to
no.
this proposition and
okay.
was the first French colony country to be independent.
Okay. And it's because of the wealth of resources, it's a desired destination for economic activities from around the world.
Yes, especially because of the mining resources. Mm-hmm. What is the iron,
right.
Iron oil, mm-hmm. and the bauxite and the right. and the good.
Okay, so now we've talked about Guinea. To at least to this extent that our listeners can go online and find something. And this is Guinea-Conakry,
because yeah. in Africa we have three Guineas.
Guineas, right.
Guinea-Bissau, yeah. with, that is a Portuguese-speaking right. country. We have Equatorial Guinea, the Spanish-speaking right. country.
And this is Guinea-Francophone.
Yes.
Right, Guinea-Conakry. And as a young man in Nigeria, Guinea used to be one of our annoying countries. And I hate to say that because of soccer. You know, the teams from Conakry are always difficult to beat.
In 1998, we yeah. play against Nigeria with right. our former player, Titi Camara.
Camara, that's right.
Yes,
yeah. So
terrible West, yes.
Anytime you have to meet Guinea or meet a club for Guinea, you have to worry. Because you might beat them in your country, but once you go to Conakry
yes.
Yeah, definitely you're losing. And Conakry is
the capital city
of Guinea. But now I want to ask you, given your all this work that you do, you are always in a leadership role. What would you say are two important qualities that every leader or any leader should have?
The first quality of the leadership for me
mm-hmm.
is to be able to inspire the people.
Okay.
And inspire the people for me, it is not only by speech or by the words.
Okay.
For me, it's to lead by example.
Okay.
And what I try every time to embody it mm-hmm. in my work with the people I'm working. It can be the young people that right. come to me
right.
To help me to do the job in the internship too. Okay. Even if I organize some activity,
mm-hmm.
I try to be part of all of the commission created.
Okay.
Not because mm-hmm. to impeach them to emerge,
mm-hmm.
but to, mm-hmm. to lead by the example. Because
right.
if I do this,
mm-hmm.
I do this, they show me do this,
right.
they will follow.
That's
they will
true.
Follow.
That's true.
Because right. the action speaks mm. louder than the words.
Right, right.
And one of the things again,
mm-hmm.
if I say to my collaborators
mm-hmm.
to come early at the work, if right. I don't do it, they will not take me serious.
That's true.
If the work started by 8,
yeah.
and I come by 9,
that's
10.
There, nobody's going to stay.
Nobody
yeah, that's true.
Will come. That's mm-hmm. the first quality for me in the leadership.
Right. Okay.
And the other one is the humility.
Okay.
It's to be humble. It's right. to be very, very humble.
Okay.
What does that mean to not speak enlightened what you are doing?
Mm-hmm.
To be humble and see, yes, I still have a lot of things to learn.
That's right.
To learn.
Right. And there's a saying in Yoruba that says, nobody has all the wisdom. Every day we learn more. And learning is not something that ever stops. So thank you very much for those two qualities. But I want to find out, are those two things, because based on your experience, these are things you draw on. So what are your long-term goals for your work?
My long-term goal for my work,
mm-hmm.
to be honest,
mm-hmm.
my goal, personal goal and career goal is to be one day international worker, to work
okay.
for the international institution.
Okay.
But after this, I'm always driving by the civic engagement. I'm very passionate about the civic engagement
right.
work.
Mm-hmm.
I plan to start at my own, it can be foundation or
right.
NGO
mm-hmm.
to give back to my community
okay.
and to reward them for all this the country have been doing for me.
That's good.
Because in Guinea,
mm-hmm.
If you want, mm-hmm. you don't have, you are not forced to study in the private education.
Right. Right.
The government and the state can
cover
can provide you
education.
From the primary
okay.
up to the university
okay.
level.
Mm-hmm.
Free. Without any charge.
Okay, so free education.
Free education.
Right.
That's what motivated me to give back in my community, because this education,
mm-hmm.
I can say it is free,
yeah.
but it's the money of the Guinea taxpayer.
That's true. That's
and
true.
Back I have to give back
to the
what they have to.
Thank you very much. That is, I think it also summarizes your belief in civic engagement.
Yes.
Because if there is a gap, somebody has to step up to fill it.
Yes.
And you're doing fantastic. But I have to ask you, these 6 weeks that you've been spending in Athens, Georgia, how has it been, both the institute and being in Athens?
I think I was lucky to be part of this cohort that have been oriented in Athens.
That's
in
right.
Athens.
Right. This because is a pioneer group.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because what I have realized, the people in Athens are very welcoming. That's because right. in Africa sometimes,
right.
We try to believe that America, it is only individualism.
Right, right.
Some people told me that in America, I need to remember the number of every street.
Right.
And not because if I'm lost,
nobody
cannot,
will help you.
Will help me. I realized that that is not true. That's but it can true. Be true in yeah. other states. But here yeah. in Athens, I didn't experience it.
That's
sometimes it was difficult for me to get in some meeting.
All right.
If I was not able to use Google Map,
right.
I have many people to ask them and they help me to
that's
go.
Good.
And that make me that told me a lot that the people in Athens are very welcoming.
All right.
And during this 6 week, the staff of us today this morning, we have the opportunity and the chance to meet a very lovely staff.
Okay.
We have our Dr. Brandy Brown and Dr. Ojo. With their, they make everything easy for us. We enjoy really our state, and we want to take to say thank back to the people in Athens, the American people, and the American government to give us this opportunity to discover this new environment.
New environment, yes. But we also have to thank you and thank the Guinea people for giving us one of their best.
Thank you.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, we've been talking to Musa Somaro. Well, he has been a wonderful guest. Now, for your listening pleasure and for the benefit of our listeners, here is your countryman, Sekuba Bambino with Famu. Enjoy.
Afamunda Allah kono sila tamma chogo Saimali nuna kono sila tamma sila beni Alubaki wala kono dogwala te diangye kumale fola Alubaki wala kono dogwala te yarabi kumale fola Mulura fobi neke yemfe Dufona rafa bena nele ibaradi neke yemfe Dufona rafa bi neke yemfe Adu moru kunte fenfendi Famuna Allah kono sila tamma sila men Saimali nuna kono sila tamma chogo men Afamuna Allah kono sila tamma sila men Musuluna kono sila tamma sila men Dulura fobi neke yemfe Dufana ra fobi neke temfe Adu wodu kunde fenfe di dunya rotero di anye kelele Dulura fobi Ça va bien, ne qu'elle aime faire. Ikini bayi kero,
ikero ikeno no ibala muso se amantala kwile le fe ni dona kila ruma ma filima tempara muso ile le di ile tamma ya ni muso tamma ya takele mi bada muso ile tamma kele sukuru ta kuma nya fo ikala mina wona kuma nya fo
sherim bife
kana mina wona kuma nya fo arusuru ta kuma nya fo ikala mina wona kuma nya fo
sherim bife
kuma nya fo ikala mina wona Chérie, I could Indian a monkey jolly. Netamo was if a nail and a febby, chérie. A famuna and la corosilla tamasilame. Simon and la corosilla tamasilame. A famuna and la corosilla tamasila. Monsolo la corosilla tamatobe. Alubakuma la coro, don't go at the dia kuma le fonla. Alubakuma la coro, don't go at the arabic kuma le fonla. Tolura fobi.
The music of Guinea's Sekuba Bambino today as we round up our conversation with our first guest for the day. Let us now move southward to the copper region in Zambia. That is the landlocked southern African country of rugged terrain and diverse wildlife, and of course, the home of the famous Zambezi River. Please join me in welcoming our second guest from Zambia, Kerry Katrina Cavazzo, another member of the 2019 cohort of the Mandela Washington Fellowship for Young African Leaders to the United States. Welcome to the show, Katrina.
Thank you so much.
Kerry Katrina Cavazzo holds a bachelor degree from the University of Zambia, majoring in civic education and minoring in English. She currently works as a teacher at Petanook Day School in Eastern Province. She also volunteers as the national coordinator of the Miss Earth Zambia pageant. This is a leadership and empowerment program that seeks to engage young women to be agents of change in environmental issues through school tours, cleanups, and community awareness programs. Being a teacher and an environmental activist allows Katrina to combine two of our passions of literacy and environmental preservation and protection. In the last year, she was awarded the most hardworking and self-driven teacher. She was nominated for the Zambian Women of the Year Award in the activist category, and she was recently nominated for the Zambia Fashion Award Positive Change Influencer category. Wonderful. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we're very happy to have you. And you already know our tradition now. I've introduced you, but I know there are more that you would like to say about yourself. So could you please further introduce yourself?
Okay. So I come from I come from Luapula, which is one of the provinces in Zambia. But I was born and raised in Lusaka.
Okay.
Then I'm currently working in Eastern Province.
Okay. Yeah. So you've been all over Zambia.
Yes, I have been all over Zambia. Mm-hmm. So like you said already, I'm working as a teacher, a high school teacher. So I teach grades 8 up to grade 12 in Petauke.
All right.
And I'm also an environmental activist. I'm very passionate about the environment.
Okay.
I'm currently coordinating the Miss Earth Zambia Leadership and Empowerment Program for young women.
Okay.
And I also, I'm also the founder of an environmental organization known as the Eco Project Zambia.
Okay. All right.
So I'm really excited to be here and just to share more about Zambia and also more about what I'm doing.
Yeah, it's exciting because it's not every day that people talk about beauty pageant, protecting the environment. So you have, I mean, we have no choice but to begin from there. How does that come together?
Most people are very familiar with Miss Universe,
that's
Miss
true.
World.
That's true.
And so what happens in the beauty industry, in the beauty pageant industry, is that each beauty pageant has its own platform.
That's true.
So Miss Earth itself is the third largest pageant in the world.
Okay.
And so it started in the Philippines by Carousel Productions.
Okay.
And, you know, mostly in Asia, beauty queens are looked at. let me just say everywhere in the world, right. The beauty queens are looked up to.
Right.
And so they were looking for people who are going to influence and carry this message, seeing that climate change is one of the things that has really affected us right now and this century.
Mm-hmm.
So in 2001, the Miss Earth Zambia organization, the Miss Earth organization started the Miss Earth International from the Philippines.
All right.
And so they started using, working with beauty queens to be the ones to champion the cause of environmentalism. And so this actually spread out in different countries.
Okay.
And in Zambia, we did not have Miss Earth, but we had it under the Miss Earth South Africa.
Okay.
And so after I went through the program in 2016,
okay,
I saw that this was a very good program that I would love for my Zambian girls and my Zambian people to also go through.
All right.
And so I asked the Miss Earth South Africa office if I could be part of the organization. And they really liked the work that I had been doing back in my country. And so they actually allowed for me to be now coordinating their national Miss Earth. And so how it works is that these young women are trained and groomed in environmental knowledge, environmental awareness.
Okay.
So it's not just about looking pretty and just dressing up, but we actually get down to the dirt.
Okay.
So we organize school tours.
Mm-hmm.
We organize school tours where we go into schools and teach children about environmental issues.
Okay.
So we actually make them in a fun way. So we our targets are usually from grade 3 going up.
All right.
So we have recycling projects with the children. You know, we teach them how to use even bottles. When you get a bottle, a bottle, you can find a way to reuse it. You can make bracelets. You can make pencil cases.
Right.
And so we just try to teach them that it's not everything that should be going in the trash.
In the trash. That's That's good.
So we have school tours. We have community cleanups. And we also have just other meetings where we engage stakeholders and just talk to them about environmental issues. And so it's, we are glamorous. We like to say we are glamorous, but we also know how to get down to the dirt.
Well, it's a good thing that you're doing because the pageant on one side, it helps to build up the self-esteem.
The self-esteem and the confidence.
Young, and the confidence of the young women. And then on the other side, there is a message that is being passed and a very, very needed need that is that is being met, because sometimes we forget about the environment. So we thank you for staying with that.
Thank you.
But
so
go ahead.
So we actually just also give them assignments just to make them grow in their leadership aspects.
Right.
So when we have particular projects in particular schools or in particular communities, so the girls are actually in charge of sourcing for funds for that project,
for the project,
seeing to it that all the everything that is needed for that project to come to pass. And so every from the planning stage up to the implementation stage, they're
involved.
Actively involved, and we're just in the background, but they're taking the leading role and just come to us for referrals and whatnot. So this actually helps them because most of the girls that we work with come from underprivileged societies where they are doubting themselves, where they nobody has told them you can do it, but then we give them the platform. And it's really amazing to see where we come from. And also, it's also a learning experience from for us because they teach us and then we also teach them. So it's a two-way thing. We're also learning along the process.
That is powerful youth empowerment. Because as you're giving them these skills, they can take it and apply it in other aspects of their lives.
Yes.
So I really, we commend you. Following up on that conversation, I know your work is not only with the pageant, but you also do other activities in terms of environmental protection. Can you talk a little bit more about some of the things you do across Zambia? Any other things that you do?
So apart from the pageant and environment, I'm also a teacher, a high school teacher. So I'm very passionate about literacy in my country.
That's good.
So I work in rural Zambia, that is in Petauke. So I actually see what it's the school conditions are and the literacy conditions are for children who come from such areas in my country.
Okay.
And so this is one thing that I'm really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And being a teacher myself, one of the things that has really come to light for me is that most of my students actually lack access to resources.
Wow.
Yeah, we have very brilliant students, mm-hmm. but then sometimes they lack resources because in that part of Zambia, we don't have a lot of libraries.
Okay.
And so this is one of the projects that we are actually undertaking where we want to just create a safe environment for mm-hmm. students to mm-hmm. come and read and have access to information.
Okay.
Because you find that sometimes it's exam time and these children are just studying under a tree, or maybe they have to wait for the classes to for the classes to end, and then they will go there, and you know, they don't even have some books,
right?
So actually creating a library.
Okay.
And this library is going to be named after me.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice. It's a good contribution.
Yes, it's just one of the contributions to my, and it's something that I've always wanted to do for a long time. So this is the Katrina Kawasa Library and Scholarship for Outstanding Students.
Okay.
And so how we're doing it right now is we're trying to partner with people, but we have started with reused books.
Okay.
So we actually go into schools mm-hmm. and ask for the books that are handed down.
Right.
If students go to a different grade,
right,
they leave their books that they had. So these books, even if they have a rip, or it mm-hmm. could be new books, or people want to buy books, but that is where we're starting from.
Okay. And hopefully too, as you continue to expand the project, because this is a project that people can step up to support.
Yes.
And I think the organizations in the U.S., we deal with supply of books, mm-hmm. affordable books that hopefully you can connect with.
Okay.
So could you say the name of your library one more time?
Katrina Kawasa Library.
In Zambia.
In Zambia,
so
yes. In
hopefully you open a website also.
Yes, so people hopefully. Can reach when we just want to get all the logistics in place and we can have websites.
Okay.
But if people want to mm-hmm. contribute or just to find out more, they can actually see me on Facebook and Instagram or Twitter. That is, I use Katrina Keti Kawasa on all the social media platforms.
Wonderful. Because I think that would be a wonderful project to support.
Thank you.
Now I have to ask you, you've been talking about rural Zambia, coming from Lusaka. Could you tell us a little bit more about Zambia?
I love to talk about Zambia.
Okay.
Zambia is one of the most beautiful countries that I've actually, well, not just because that's where I come from, mm-hmm. but this is just one thing that I know, that it's one of the most beautiful countries.
Right.
So we have very beautiful weather.
That's
it's a landlocked country.
Right.
In the southern region of Africa,
mm-hmm.
and we have very diverse culture in Zambia. We have over 72 tribes.
Okay.
So these are different ethnic groups in Zambia, and mm-hmm. so they all have like different cultures. It's very rich mm-hmm. with cultural heritage and language. It's mm-hmm. just so fun-filled and so rich in culture.
All right.
Then we have one of the seven wonders of the world, which is the mighty Victoria Falls, known as the smoke that thunders.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we call it Mosotunya in our local language because when the water is dropping over the falls, it just looks like smoke. And then we have lunar rainbows over the falls. These are rainbows in the evening.
Right.
And we have some of the best safaris in the world
in
Zambia.
Good.
So if people want to come to Africa for some good safari experience, Zambia is good because we also have like the Big Five.
That's right.
And this Big Five, mm-hmm. this name came about because these are some of the animals that are really difficult to capture.
See, right.
So the Big Five, mm-hmm. we have them in Zambia, and we have walking safaris where people can actually walk with the animals.
Okay.
So you follow the animals in the wild
as
like where in most places they're kept in zoos.
Zoos, right.
So they're in their natural habitat and so they'll behave as they are, but it's very safe.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So suddenly we all want to come to Zambia.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for that wonderful picture. But I have to ask you, given the Institute, what are two of your own qualities that you think a leader must have?
I think one of the most important qualities is accountability.
Okay.
I think a leader is supposed to be accountable.
That's true.
I mean, an accountable leader is cautious with how they make decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that when you do something, you have to be accountable. You have to self-evaluate and
mm-hmm.
you know how it's going to impact on the people that you're working with, on the group that you're working with, even in the organization and the cause that you're trying to champion.
Okay.
And also, one thing about accountability mm-hmm. is that you ensure that you put yourself in check and the team that you are working with.
All right.
Because when you have yourself in check, you'll be able to get feedback mm-hmm. from the people that you're working with. Right. And you also be able to give them feedback. In that turn, you're giving each other motivation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So accountable leaders are leaders who have self-control, right. who involve others in decision-making.
Okay.
And then also who be able to provide this essential motivation to right. themselves and also to the people that they're leading.
Thank you.
I feel like also another one is perseverance.
Okay.
Because in your leadership journey, even just mm-hmm. even if you're not consider yourself as a leader, I just think every human being,
right.
this is a very important aspect for perseverance and right. determination
mm-hmm.
because the road is not always easy
That's
and
true.
Things don't always work out as you want them to.
Right.
So you just have to make sure that you're focused on the goal.
All right.
There'll be setbacks. Mm-hmm. Do not feel tired.
Okay.
It's okay to pause, take a break
mm-hmm.
and breathe.
That's
but
right.
then you also need to keep moving forward.
Mm.
We like to say to push.
Right.
So if you're someone who's religious like me,
mm-hmm.
push as in P-U-S-H,
All
pray
right.
until something happens.
Push.
So push, yeah.
Right. Okay.
So you have to make sure that you're always pushing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm going to keep that in my left hand so I don't lose it. Pray until something
you
happens.
Pray until something happens. So
right.
if you're trying, if you have a setback, you just
yeah.
stop,
yeah.
take a breather, say mm-hmm. a little prayer and move on.
Thank you very much. And we have to ask for a final word. I guess, just generally speaking, what has your experience been these 6 weeks?
I love Athens,
okay.
except that it's very hot.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I always think Zambia is very hot, but here the weather is very humid.
Yeah, the humidity is the issue.
Yeah,
right.
So my experience at the MWF, the Mandela Washington Fellowship, has
right.
been amazing.
All right.
Firstly, just that I had the opportunity to meet amazing young people
right.
from different parts of Africa.
That's true.
And just this powerful and strong
mm-hmm.
minds, just
mm-hmm.
being able to be in the same room
right.
and share different things and
mm-hmm.
different ideas, and just to see to it that we realize that we have solutions to our problems.
Right.
And so this has been so, so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing that stands out also is the hospitality of the people in Athens.
Okay.
I think this is so huge for me because
yeah.
we've had to meet different people
That's
from
right.
the African community in
mm-hmm.
Athens. We've
mm-hmm.
gone to different community groups
right.
and everyone is so welcoming.
Right.
And also even the staff and
right.
the institute faculty, everybody
mm-hmm.
organizes. It's just been so top-notch
right.
that I really can't put everything in. I can't say it in a few words
right, right.
and a few minutes,
right.
but it's been amazing.
All right.
And I think a little piece of me will remain in Athens
oh.
and a huge chunk of Athens will go
yeah,
with me to
okay.
Africa.
Well, I think there's nothing to add to that. I think those are very gracious words.
Thank
and we
you.
Really thank you very much. Glad that you've had a wonderful experience.
Mm-hmm.
Dear listeners, that was Kerry Katrina Cabazo,
mm-hmm.
Who has been talking to us as our second guest on African Perspectives. Now, Katrina, for your music enjoyment, here's your compatriot, Mulaza Kaira, popularly
oh, wow.
known as Maki
Two,
with So Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Enjoy.
I know you're going to dig this.
You know, I've known you for some time. But I still get butterflies in my tummy when I see
That's
you.
Gonna be production.
Just make my heart beat.
I know you gonna do
this.
Beauty, patience, wisdom, respect. You're a true African woman. And this song is just to explain how I feel about you.
Listen, ma, you make my heart go.
Mommy, you're so beautiful.
You make my heart go.
Mutima
wako nzenu zako menso yako mendo yako mami you was meant for me Nikakuuza veni mvela ine bibi makwela mami can you rock with me Nifuna mwana kaza ngani sungile amai Anga pike sunga banja elo futi fly Tiwe wenaona no lie Kuchoka pasi pa mutima sini na mayai Zambian woman, Kali Shuban and Tambi, no premarital sex, Kali Shubali Sam.
You're so beautiful.
The diamond in Musandi, I want you to buy a mami day in any dandy.
river.
Mommy, you're so beautiful.
You make my heart go.
Mommy, you're so beautiful.
Nine superstar sanga puma front page. Narende chala chonse mami mona maireji. Kose na kuyuke no visa tuofyareji. Inama tibiri mufriji defulu kafeji. Chose la likwata mami you the one missing. That's why gana lala ndelo tafya ma kissing. Mukazi ote kanya, mukazi wa ulemu. That's why nikarangana, you the one I'm wishing. Epulo guramu, you my motivation. I ain't even gotta write nothing, you my inspiration. Hello. Unicorn, there no condition. Kazi wapa Zambia, woman of the nation.
Mommy, you're so beautiful.
You make my heart go.
Mommy, you're so beautiful.
On a serious note though. Mami okevela, let me tell you some thing. Te kwangala ndefwaya ndefoku kufika ringi. Nunji shivanga na palushe shaka sange umbi. Aloputinga na webo kwati ndili muma kumbi. Pilate muna ndipatisha shishita. Nimbono letine shita nala kupwisisha. Wale kweba tibisa mutima butukisha. Pati mami kutikisha. Put your hands in the air right now. Clap for
me. Mami, you're so beautiful. Mommy, you're so beautiful.
Listen, ma, you make my heart go. This is for my beautiful black African sisters, man.
Mommy, you're so beautiful.
All them ladies rocking at your tenge and still looking fly.
As we depart today, we would like to thank everyone that made it to the 9th annual African Family Picnic that took place yesterday, Saturday, August 24, at Pavilion No. 1 of the Memorial Park in Athens. The welcome event for new Africanist students, staff, and faculty was a community-focused event that was open to all members of the Athens community with love for Africa and Africans. We thank everyone that made it to the annual event, and we hope that we'll see you next year. In the meantime, it was such a delight to see the Africanist family coming together and welcoming all the new arrivals to Athens, Georgia. For now, here is Samba Samba. Enjoy.
Samba to samba batata.
Today, we celebrate students settling back to school after the summer, as well as for the African Family Picnic that took place yesterday at Memorial Park. We wish everyone a productive fall semester. For now, we thank our two guests on today's show, Musa Samaro from Guinea and Kerry Katrina Kabazo from Zambia, for being with us on the show and for being great ambassadors of their respective nations in the United States. Musa and Katrina are members of the 25 fellows participating in the 2019 Mandela Washington Fellowship here at UGA. They are our final guests from that group, and over the next few months, we'll be sharing our conversation with other fellows. Finally, on behalf of my colleagues working with me to bring you African perspectives, Mr. Michael Cadden and Ms. Anna Silva, we thank you for tuning in. For the 25 Mandela Washington Fellows participating in the six-week civic engagement leadership that took place at UGA, for the great people and government of the nations of Guinea and Zambia, represented at UGA by Musa Samaro and Kerry Katrina Kabazo respectively, and for you, our longtime listeners, especially those who've been tuning in weekly for the last 23 years, we thank God for Africa and Africans. Whatever we do, we will not forget Africa. That'll be all for now. The views and opinions expressed on African perspectives do not necessarily reflect those of this station, the University of Georgia, or the Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for tuning in to African Perspectives on Athens Classic Station, WUGA. On behalf of the African Perspective team, I have been your host, Akino Yojo, calling all Africans to the spirit of Jamaa. We hope you've enjoyed our conversation with Musa Samaro from Guinea and Kerry Katrina Kabazo from Zambia, our seventh and final pair of Mandela Washington Fellows visiting our show. We hope you enjoyed the conversation. If so, tune in next week on another edition of African Perspectives. Until then, I say, Odigba, Kwaeri, Sanjima, Kachifo, Kambe, Subonana, Tiwanesa, Oriti, Denawalu, and Solon.